Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
Oliver, so this is kind of fun for our revel in it because we heard about this story and we thought this would be a really fun and really interesting podcast.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, this is something I think that I would do if I saw something like this happening. I think I'd be a hero.
You know, I think you would too.
I don't know.
I'm not going to be funny about this. I actually think you would.
Yeah. I think we all have these ideas like, oh, if something like that happens, I would jump to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I would be the one in there who would be tackling the shooter, or I would be
right.
Rescuing the people.
Right.
Because we have this inflated idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
I run?
No, it's your fight or flight response, right?
Fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah. I think
I wouldn't freeze. We can take that one out of the equation. I wouldn't be like I definitely
I just pulled an ab muscle in you.
I think I would take light, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these girls, we're gonna talk about it, but you know, this is like one of those stories. It's like one of those heroic stories. So,
I mean,
I want to get into all of that with them.
The psychology of sort of like, first of all, there's a lot of.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, who?
Yeah. Who's
what?
Right.
Are you jumping in? Am I jumping in?
Yeah. We're going to find all of this out. This is five sorority sisters on their way to like a St. Paddy's Day thing. They see a car, going to the water.
Yeah.
And decided, they kind of saw it and then they were like, okay, we need to help these people.
I want to hear the story from them.
All right. Well, this will be fun to meet these sorority sisters. Then, of course, same siblings, you know, then there's the sorority, and which, by the way, we've never actually... That's actually an interesting thing too. Like, what is to be a sorority sister? or fraternity
brother. Yeah, I went to Boulder and I did not join a fraternity.
Yeah, that's not really.
But I had my other brothers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My friends.
Our energy feels like it would be.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not. No.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. But let's talk to these sorority sisters and get the story. I'm excited. Let's bring them in.
Hi,
ladies.
Oh, my God. Five.
How fun.
It's very nice to meet you. Can you guys just give me all your all your names?
I'm Clark Jones.
I'm Jane McCardle.
I'm Kaylin Iannacci.
I'm Eleanor Cart.
I'm Molly McCollum.
And welcome to the Relevant.
So you are all sorority sisters from which college?
Yes, University of Georgia.
Oh, Bulldogs.
Yes.
We're a Bulldogs family. That's so funny.
Well, we have Bulldogs.
No. Ryder's a huge Bulldogs fan.
Right.
His dad's from Atlanta.
Right, but you said family.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are a Bulldog family, too. So you go to the University of Georgia. You're all sorority sisters. Are you still in school right now? Are you? What year are you?
We're all freshmen.
Oh.
So what sorority?
We're Thetas.
Oh.
Thetas.
We have no idea what this means.
So I went to Boulder and there was a big sort of Greek system. I was friends with a bunch of, you know, fraternity and sorority, but I never got into it. I never sort of did the rush thing and did all that. But I knew Pi Phis. I knew them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's it. Did you guys all meet in the sorority or did you know each other before?
Yeah, we all met from our sorority.
And did you immediately bond are there cliques that develop within a sorority? I mean, there must be, right?
Yeah. Like more so like friend groups than like cliques. But then like the everybody does things together anyway.
The sororities are just really big here. Like we have almost 100 girls in just our pledge class. So it's impossible for everyone to be in one massive group at all times.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. Do you guys all live together?
No.
No, we're still in the dorms.
Oh, right, because you're freshmen. But then just sororities, like do they end up living together?
Yeah. We have a big sorority house. And so next year, a lot of us are living in the house. Not the whole pledge class, but like a good majority.
I think
majority.
Like 50 are living in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. How fun. Nice. I mean, that sounds fun.
Yeah, of course. It's immediate brother sisterhood. I mean, that's the idea.
Yeah. And you get to like have that experience together and do like community. It's like your little
community. Yeah. I just couldn't go through the process of like trying to get in. There's also pledging. Is that what it is? Like when you're first going into the world of it and you go to the different sororities, fraternity.
You get initiated.
I definitely say pledging is more of like a fraternity thing than a sorority.
Okay.
Yeah, girls are very
different.
We
have it pretty light. Yeah. We don't really do it. We just kind of like, just have fun, I guess.
So let's kind of get into the beginning of this story. So where were you going? It was for the weekend. Explain kind of what the plan was.
Yeah. So basically we were going to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day. And like we stopped off at a bunch of different like pit stops on our way there. So on our way, we went to go get like cheese biscuits. Like we stopped for lunch. And then we went to Target to get like a bunch of St. Patrick's Day like beads and stuff. And Molly really wanted grapes. And then we had to go get gas. So we were like on an hour and a half detour, like outside of the Augusta area when like we saw everything happen. We weren't even supposed to be on that route, basically.
Clark, what did you see?
I was the one driving and we just kind of saw this flash kind of out of the corner of our eye. Like you pretty much could have missed it if you weren't looking out the window for 1 second, and then just a cloud of dust. So that's when we knew that we needed to pull over and just see what it was. Cause I mean, we weren't really sure exactly what we saw, but we knew it was definitely something out of the ordinary.
Who was the person who saw it first?
It was Molly.
Yeah. It was like the same time. And we were just had like a 2 second, like back and forth. Like, did we really just see that? Yeah. Like,
But you didn't know what it was, right? Or did you know it was a car
heard,
going?
Like, kind of a crashing noise too. And I was just like there is no way. Yeah. What I think I just saw is what I just saw.
And then we saw like a splash in the water, but we were like, oh no, like someone's just like swimming. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But then we pulled over.
Okay. How far away were you from this when you saw it?
So it was like a bridge that was like maybe like 2 or 3 stories above the water. Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't even really like see down to the water at that point. We just literally just see a flash of like light, basically.
And then you can drive down to where this happened. It wasn't, so the car careened off the road, basically.
Mm-hmm. Like if this is the bridge, like the car went off like right before the bridge. Mm-hmm. And then we were coming this way and then we like turned off and went down to like.
Got it.
It was like a dirt ramp. It was like a boat launch area. Yeah. Like,
got it. And then when you got there, what did you? What was the first thing you saw?
We just look out into this like current and see a huge SUV sinking.
Just like a car in the water. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
So give me your initial instinct. So do you park the car? Do you get out of the car? Like, what, give us the play by play.
We parked the car and
I called 911 like immediately when we saw it. We were like, slam the car and brake. I get on the phone. Everyone else jumps out and starts running towards it.
Yeah. We just, took like a couple seconds. We're back and forth. We're yelling at her. Like, well, cause the mom like eventually like got herself out of the car. Like she like shimmied her way through the broken window because it was like on its side, the car. Mm-hmm. And we're just yelling at her as we're tossing our things onto the ground, like our phone and stuff, and just start jumping in and swimming towards her. And we're like, do you need help? Do you need help? And she's like, yes. Like my two kids are in the car.
Oh my God. So are you all go in the water?
I'm on the shore on the phone with 911, like giving them like a play by play of what's going on and stuff. Yeah.
The other four of you just got in the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it like an initial instinct or was there a moment of like,
Do I do this?
I just kind of tossed my stuff and just jumped in. And I think like my friends were just like, this is what's happening right now. Whatever. Like we got to do it.
I feel like we could hear the panic in the mom's voice, and like that helped us like kick into action.
It wasn't just something you could just watch. And I mean, there was no one else that could have helped either. Like, it wasn't one of those things where you could just call for help and not do anything. You had to call for help and then be proactive. And
how far from the shore were you? I mean, did you actually have to fully submerge and swim to the car?
It was deep. I wasn't expecting it, but like when I first jumped in, I couldn't stand at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there had been like a bunch of storms in the week prior, so the water level were like super high.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a big current or was it pretty still?
It wasn't like major, but there was definitely a current present.
Okay. So the car is going to, and now the car, is it submerged or is it like half submerged? Like what's
fully submerged, but just like sinking further and further, like by the second.
The door and kind of the back half of the car are the only thing that you can kind of see the white of the car left. Like we could sit on that part, but everything beneath it was just completely in the water.
So mom was out. And then when you realized the other kids were in the car, give us the play-by-play on that. Did you have to go in and get the older kid? Did the older kid come out first? How did that work?
So we all hop up, or like one by one, onto the vehicle, and where it takes at least two people to be on the passenger door holding it up because it's like fully waterlogged, super heavy. And basically, as soon as we open it, we're also like already like communicating with the older son because he like his head wasn't underwater yet. And we're just like, keep it out of the water, keep it out of the water. And we just like hear him like crying. And like, but I mean, obviously we're like happy that he's like able to like respond to us at all. And we open up the door and then we like pull him out pretty fast. But then she lets us know that there's a whole like another person in under the car. Fully in the water. Mm-hmm. And that was terrifying.
The water was so dark. If she hadn't told us, we would have had no clue that there was another child in the water.
That was in a car seat, right?
Fully buckled in.
So which one of you decided to go in to get the kid?
So it was kind of me and the mom, and we were taking turns because someone had to like keep the door open or else it would have like squashed like back onto like all of the people standing on the vehicle. And so it was just both of us taking turns, like holding our breath, like hips up onto the car and just feeling around like for, honestly, we had no idea what was in there because it was just completely murky, dark water. And like, I didn't know if like there was glass and like, but I was just trying to obviously locate where the child was.
And did you locate the child or did the mom?
The mom was the one who took the kid out. And yeah.
Wow. Going backwards a little before we get into sort of taking the kid out. Was there any point when you guys were in the water or you're diving in and it's murky that you were fearing for your own situation and your own life? Meaning like, shit, like, yes, we need to save, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're going to be okay. Or was it just pure, just go, go?
Not necessarily. I feel like there wasn't any actual threat to us, but I think we were all just really fearful that we weren't going to be able to be successful in saving all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So then baby comes out of the car unresponsive. Right.
How old is the baby?
He was four.
4 years old.
Okay.
So give us that, the action taken. Where's the baby? The baby gets taken onto shore. Who had the CPR experience?
Clark had laid him down on the car, like the part that was like kind of barely above water. And
yeah. Once the mom had pulled him out, he was just unresponsive, limp, like his lips were blue, just That was the scariest part, I think, for all of us. And she's kind of shaking him and he just wasn't responding at all. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I was a lifeguard in high school. And so I just knew at that point that like he wasn't responding. So CPR was probably the only choice, and like swimming him to shore would probably not be the right decision because he'd probably been under the water for 4 or 5 minutes at that point. So I just laid him on the side of the car and gave him CPR there.
And how long did CPR take before he became responsive again?
Probably a minute or a minute and a half.
Wow.
Wow.
That's relatively quick, no?
Honestly, I don't know in the scheme of those things. It felt like a lot longer than it was, right. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Lifeguard training too. And I remember them telling us that, like, obviously, like, you need to give your best effort in CPR, but at the same time, like, most people, if they're that far gone for that many minutes, like, don't make it.
Yeah. So he came to, and then, like, what happened when he came to? Is it like that? Some, yeah, like cough, you up, see it in a movie, yeah, like, cough up water, or did,
no,
or was it?
So there's, like, we've learned after the process of all of this that actually there's, like, a reflex within little kids that is called, like, the diver's reflex. And so it's, like, innate, where they actually just, like, don't inhale water when they're drowning. So they can actually, like, survive sometimes for, like, 30 minutes or, like, not have brain damage or anything.
Interesting. Really? And so when he came to, there was no water.
He was just crying.
And then his color came back and boom, he was kind of there again.
Yeah, the mom just grabbed him, and that was definitely a surreal moment, I think, yeah, for all of us at that
point. We all just started crying.
Yeah. Yeah, the kid wasn't the only one crying at that point.
Right. And wow. Then you guys all get back to shore and the right. car. Okay, so now everyone is safe. And had the police arrived yet, fire police at that point, or not yet?
They, like, just got there when we were taking them in.
Wow.
This is wild, you guys.
Was there a moment of just, once it all goes and that adrenaline wears off, just like,
what just happened?
What just happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's when we took, I don't know if y'all saw the picture of us standing there, but that was after, like, the mom and the children had gone away in the ambulance, and we were kind of like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I was that, are you still in contact with the mom?
Yeah, we had a, like, reunion, like, last week.
Amazing.
Who wanted the grapes? Okay. So essentially, because these grapes potentially save lives.
That's right. Your desire to get the grapes.
Yeah.
Slowed the process down, and then you were there right at the right time. There's a reason for everything.
Yeah. I have, like, a major addiction to grapes. I've recorded how many grapes I've eaten since February 3rd. If you want to take a guess, how many bags of grapes, like, entire
bags? Are you a green or a red?
Green all the way.
Yeah, green. Okay. Me too.
And so you're talking about guessing how many bags or how many individual grapes?
No, bags. Like, you're going to the
since February. Okay,
hold on. February 3rd. April.
I'm going to average I'm going to average one a day.
If it's one a day, that's 30, 60, 90. It's about 105 bags.
That's an expensive.
I'll just go with 100 bags of grapes.
Well, I've had like 70, but.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I love grapes too, but there's those ones that are like super crunchy that I love.
Yes.
I have them right now. They're in the.
Oh, they're the best.
The big green ones.
Yeah, they're big and green, crispy. And they're like super crisp.
Oh yeah. Mm. I can just like see a grape and just know exactly its consistency. Like from like. Football field away.
Have you tried frozen grapes? You ever freeze grapes?
Oh, yeah. I went through frozen a phase grapes. Of that, but then I came back to just regular.
Love the frozen grape.
So when you guys are sitting there and waiting, like, did you have to sit with the cops and talk to them and like tell them everything that happened and all of that? Or did you like, did it feel like a whirlwind? And then when all of it was done, you guys were just staring at each other like, do we go keep going for the weekend? Like
they're in college. Of course, nothing's going to deter them. It's like, you know what? We just fucking, we're going to Savannah. We saved a couple lives. Now let's go party.
Is that what happened? I don't know. I think I would have had to go home. I would have been like, guys, I love you. I'm going home.
We were like halfway there already. So then we were like, oh, let's just finish it out for the week.
And like we were going to one of our best friends' like parents' house. So we were like, that's gonna be like more restful than like going back to our
totally.
Our yes.
Film. Oh my god, the story too. I mean, holy shit.
All those kids. How old was the older kid?
He was 8.
That is so traumatic.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb, and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So once you got back on the campus, I know George is big, right? I mean, were you guys, did you become like celebrities?
I don't know.
I mean, like, we don't get like stopped and like recognized, but
we got bombarded by like a lot of like news stuff, and then like the campus, like news people reached out and like stuff like that, but not like students, I'd say. I mean, like some, like our sorority, like definitely.
It's like well known, the story. And like people will come up to me and be like, ah, it's on the TikTok. And I'm like,
it's on TikTok.
It's like people like go to me in the bathroom of a party and be like, I saw you. You're the one from the car accident. And I'm like,
yeah. It's really hard to know what to say.
Yeah. Is there video of this? I mean, everyone films everything, you know, these days.
No, everyone kept saying, like, I'm so surprised, like, you guys actually did something instead of just, like, sitting there and filming it. But, like, none of us even thought to, like...
I mean, we were in the boondocks. There would have been no film around us.
I wonder, like, so where are you from that you were lifeguards?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
You're Alabama?
I'm from Georgia. I just lifeguarded at a country club.
That's so amazing. Like, it's almost like every kid should do something like that. Because if you didn't have that experience, like, now was that something you wanted to do? Or was that something your parents said you should just do lifeguard?
No, I wanted to lifeguard as a summer job. But I mean, the CPR training is really quick, honestly. Like, it's so easy for everyone to be able to learn that.
Did you follow it the way that you're supposed to, meaning the number of compressions versus the number of breaths, or is it just you just kind of?
Yeah, I just counted out loud while I did it.
So what is it again? Tell me, because I took it for kids. When you first have kids, you sort of take a CPR class, and you've got these babies, and you're doing the thing.
It's different for babies. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm remembering right at this point. I think it's two fingers, but then once you're past a certain weight or just kind of just based off looking, you just put your hands together and it's 30 compressions and then two breaths.
And how hard? Were you going pretty hard?
They say like if you break a rib, okay. Yeah.
Right. You gotta break a rib.
Oh. I hope I didn't, but I don't know.
Wow. Honey, you saved someone's life.
It's pretty amazing.
Like we all had to admit that like it really was like it was all of us needed to be there or it wouldn't have been.
Yeah, of course. But also just that, you know, the action of giving CPR and knowing how to do it and then him being revived is like,
do you think it's amazing. Changed anything in you guys? I know that when you're young, you know, I remember college, I remember being young and it's just sort of shit happens and it's incredible in that moment. And then you just move on, you know, but upon reflection and when you really think back on what happened, I mean, do you think that it changed you guys in any way?
I mean, I feel like all of freshman year is just like a catalyst of like these relationships that are just like you're experiencing so many new things together every day. And then to have something like this, like so unique, so impactful, and then like so like blasted everywhere has definitely...
I feel like it also like the full like weight of it hasn't like hit us yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like some people keep being like, wait a couple weeks, and the next thing you know, you're gonna be like crying about this like thing that happened. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like there are so many moments freshman year where like your life is just constantly being like turned on its side, but like especially so. Yeah.
In 20 years, do you think that the relationships that you guys are making right now and that this happened will be very, very present for you?
No, I definitely think it's important to reflect. We always forget to do that, like you were saying. Like, but
I mean,
we've been through so much at this point together. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even the car ride up, just like all of us already like laughing and just having so much fun together. And then that happening, I mean, all of it just kind of solidifies our friendship more and more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like also picking up on like, how all like five of us experience like trauma differently and like how to uplift each other in that.
Well, that's a really good, that's a amazing thing to say. Like how can, you know, how has it affected you guys? If you're comfortable talking about that, but like, has it sort of brought anything up for you, you know, any fears or anything like that?
I guess like, I mean, a little bit on the way back, we were just like kind of paranoid that like something terrible was going to happen on the drive back and we were going to witness like another accident of some sort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the like close days following, I just like, that's like one of those situations that you think about all your life that like is like a fear, like, oh, a sinking car, like in water. And then like actually like having seen it and like just feeling like I'm like such a small part of this earth and like that I was able to be there in that moment at that time. I'm sitting there like how many other like crazy things are going on the earth that I'm not there to like be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The timing is interesting. I mean, totally. If if it didn't happen the way it happened.
But yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's definitely so like changed my mindset on everything really does happen for a reason. Like every little tiny thing led up to that moment.
Mm-hmm. Including the grapes. What a way to start off your freshman year in college.
I know.
It's all downhill from here.
We joke about like our schedules now because it's like, okay, go to class, study, podcast with Caden Oliver Hudson.
Well, this has been so fun. You guys, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you.
And go Bulldogs.
And drink responsibly.
Yes.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oliver, that is insane. Okay, now.
I didn't realize.
First of all, how cute.
You're a freshman, first of all. I had some idea that they were maybe a little bit older.
No, you know, I mean.
First year. Oh, let's all go to Georgia. Go Bulldogs. Holy shit.
First of all, I just also think. It's so impressive that these girls just went straight into it. They just saw it and went into action versus like, It's not like a burning vehicle.
Yes.
Not like, you see a car that's sinking.
Yes.
You can swim.
Yes. Yeah.
Your mom is screaming. Like, we would be out there.
I'd be in it.
Yeah. But they're young. So you're like, yeah. Wow, I have to say, like, that, yeah, an 18, 19 year old girl, mm-hmm, giving CPR and saving a 4-year old child is like,
yeah.
I had to like really stop myself from starting to cry.
It was amazing.
I was like,
the best part
oh
is,
my God, because I could only put myself in that mother's.
Oh, I know.
The mom just like, with a lifeless,
save my, yeah,
her lifeless child.
Gosh.
You know, when you think about that, you're like, that is your absolute worst nightmare that every mother has at one point thought about, like that God forbid.
Right.
And
then they continued on the
morning. How did she get?
Which, you know.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
A pub crawl.
Right.
But how did she, that's the one thing we didn't ask. Well, how did the car go off the road?
I don't think they knew. I mean, what it sounds like is they just, for whatever reason, lost control and careened down the embankment, sort of at the trestle of the bridge, like right before you go over the bridge.
But yeah. Oh God, that's so scary.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, I mean, what an amazing story for them.
I mean,
their parents must be so proud of them.
Oh, yeah.
I would be, and
right.
You know, it's proud, but also at the same time, like,
yeah.
Oh God, my yeah. daughters are, Just our daughters lives. Are, you know, driving to Savannah for party weekend. Uh-huh. And oh God. It's a lot.
I know.
It's different when you're with your boys.
Yeah.
The girls, it's just different. I can't even.
What, Ronnie?
Oh, I don't even want to think about Ronnie going to college right now. Whereas Bing is like, you know, I wish I could send him to college right. now.
Yeah.
He's like, ready. He'd totally thrive. Well, that was incredible.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.